Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the G.R. Infra Projects Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by HDFC Securities. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parikshit D. Kandpal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Deepika. Good afternoon, everyone. Today we have on this call Mr. Rajendra Kumar Agarwal, the Managing Director of G.R. Infra Projects. We also have Mr. Anand Rathi, who is the Group CFO of the company. So without taking any further time, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Rajendra Kumar Agarwal for his opening comment. Thank you, sir, and over to you.
Thank you, Parikshit Ji. Ladies and gentlemen, a very good afternoon. Welcome to the conference call to discuss the operational and financial performance of G.R. Infra Projects Limited for the first quarter of financial year 2025. Joining me is our CFO, Mr. Anand Rathi. I will now take you through the key highlights of the quarter and developments in the infrastructure sector as part of Union Budget 2024-25. Revenue in the first quarter of 2025 stood at 1,897 crores, with an EBITDA margin of 13%. The revenue declined by 12% in comparison to the corresponding period in the previous financial year, whereas the EBITDA margin reduced by 14.6%-13%. As of date, the company has 29 projects on hand, spanning across highways, railway, metro, roadway, transmissions, tunnels, hydro, and multimodal logistics park. 22 of these projects are ongoing, and we are awaiting appointed dates for the balance 11, which are expected by Q2 and Q3 this year. In addition, we emerged as the lowest bidder for two EPC road projects in Maharashtra, for which letter of award is expected by the end of Q2 or early Q3 this year. The overall value of order book as of 30th June stands at 19,075 crores, which includes the two EPC road projects with L1 status in Maharashtra. Almost 200 bids with a value of over 260,000 crores are currently in the pipeline, across amounting to 15,318 crores towards highway, railway, metro, sorry, pipeline across the various sectors mentioned earlier. The company has so far submitted 16 bids amounting to 15,318 crores towards highways, railway, metro, and transmission sector in the current financial year. These bids are expected to be opened soon, and in the meantime, we are working on submitting other bids as and when they are called. Moving on to the sector highlights and infrastructure development in India. The Union Budget presented last month aligns perfectly with our internal capabilities and aspirations. It reflects the government's commitment to infrastructure development and economic growth, resonating with our strategic direction. The government has allocated over 11 lakh crores for infrastructure this year. Road transport and highway have been allocated 2.78 lakh crores. Railway has been allocated rupees 2.65 lakh crores. Logistics and supply chain sector has been allocated 2 lakh crores. Metro rail has been allocated 24,900 crores. NHAI has also announced a pipeline of 53 projects worth about rupees 2 lakh crores through the BOT mode in the next 3 to 5 years. The revised model concession agreement announced by NHAI provides significant risk mitigation and make it investment friendly. NHAI has already invited bids for 13 projects under the BOT mode, and more bids are expected in this second quarter. This underscores a commitment to rapid growth and presents substantial opportunity for the company. Our expertise in delivering large-scale projects on time position us to benefit significantly from these developments. As mentioned earlier, the company is targeting order pipeline worth 2,59,000 crore across highway, railway, metro, ropeway, transmission, tunnel, hydro, multimodal logistics park. We aim to add a decent share to our order book in financial year 24-25 and take the company back to double-digit growth in financial year 26. At GR Infraprojects Limited, we will continue our strategy of diversifying our portfolio and size these opportunities, thereby contributing to society and nation building. I am confident in our strategic direction and our ability to succeed in new markets. Our strong team and focus on project delivery will continue to drive our success. Now, I will hand over to Mr. Anand Rathi for an update on our financial position. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Also, let me take all participants of this call through the financial highlights of the quarter for the quarter ending June 30, 2024. Standalone revenue from operation decreased by almost 256 crore from 2152 crore to 1897 crore in the quarter ended June 2024 compared to the quarter ended June 2023. This decrease was found primarily on account of lowering of our order backlog as well as delay in getting the appointed dates in the new HAM projects. As a consequence, consolidated revenue from operation also decreased by 448 crores, or decrease of almost 18% from 2478 crore in quarter ended June 23 to 2030 crores in quarter ended June 2024. A standalone EBITDA margin has decreased to 13% in the quarter ended June 2024 from 14.62 in quarter ending June 2023. This decrease is primarily on account of decrease in operating revenue as mentioned above. EBITDA margin at group level has also decreased to 18% in the quarter ending June 2024 from 24.51% in the quarter ended June 2023. Our PAT margin at standalone level after excluding net of taxes exceptional losses decreased by 5.9% to 196 crore in the quarter ended June 2024 as compared to 208 crore in quarter ending June 2023. Similarly, our PAT margin at consolidated level after excluding net of taxes on exceptional losses decreased by 35.5% to 199.8 crore in quarter ending June 2024 as compared to 310 crores in quarter ending June 2023. Our standalone net worth stands at 7,350 crores at the end of quarter ending June 2024, which was 7,196 crore at the end of year fiscal year March 2024. Net worth at consolidated level is ₹7,760 crores at the end of quarter ending June 2024, which was 7,602 crores at the end of fiscal March 2024. Our total standalone borrowing outstanding at the end of quarter ending June 24 is 8,840 crores, which includes short-term borrowing of 200 crores, with debt-to-equity ratio of 0.11 times. Total consolidated borrowings outstanding at the end of quarter ending June 24 is around 4,528 crores, with debt-to-equity of 0.58 times. During the quarter, company has made addition to the fixed asset amount to rupees 22.6 crore. Net block of property, plant and equipment intangible assets is rupees 1,328 crore at the end of current quarter. Investment in our subsidiary companies in form of loans and equity is rupees 1,835 crore at the end of June 2024. Balance promoter contributions required to be made for our operational HAM projects or under construction HAM projects put together, of which we are of which we are expecting contribution of 600 crores in this year. Our working capital days at the end of current quarter is 122 days as compared to 112 days at the end of fiscal 2024. This increase is primarily on account of increase in SPV debtors. Trade receivable at the end, at the standalone basis are 2174 crores, which include 1903 crores of from SPV at the end of current quarter. Trade receivable at the consolidated level are rupees 285 crore at the end of current quarter. Inventories are at 697 crore at the end of current quarter as compared to 768 crore at the fiscal at the year ended March 2024. Our unbilled revenue at the end of at the standalone basis is 651 crore at the end of current quarter, which was and that unbilled revenue at the consolidated level is around 94 crore at the end of current quarter. So I sincerely thanks all our stakeholders, including employees, business partner, vendor, banker, auditor, for their full-hearted support in our corporate journey. On behalf of GN Proposals Limited, I thank everyone for attending this earning call. Thank you very much. May I request the moderator to open the floor for question and answer, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, just a data point, what was the trade receivable you mentioned at standalone and what was the HAM debtors?
Trade receivable at the standalone level is 2174 crore, which include SPV debtors of 1903 crore.
1903 crore.
Yeah.
Okay. And payable was how much as on June?
Payable is around 840 or 850 crore.
850 crore. Okay. And this total equity to be infused now is how much? 600 you said to be.
No, for the current year it is. We are expecting 600. But total equity infusion which is required for the ongoing projects is around 2,000 crores.
Okay, 2,000 crore is required to be invested. Okay, yeah. So, sir, basic broad just in terms of the guidance, just so last time we said flat revenue growth for this year and for next year FY26, 15 to 20%. So, is there any change in that stand?
No, I believe so because we just started with the current year and we believe that we'll be getting more projects, and as more projects have been, you know, announced by the government also, and now government also coming into power, we believe that we'll be getting our expected orders over the period of next 3 to 6 months, and we'll be, you know, we aim to achieve almost 50 to 20% growth for next basically fiscal. And current year, of course, it's a flattish, maybe 5% here and there.
Okay, 5% you are saying it can be a positive?
Maybe positive, maybe, I mean, so 5% plus minus versus almost flat is what we believe.
Okay.
Depending on, I mean, because we are waiting, because so far we have been declared L1 for EPC projects, not yet started. If we are able to start, maybe we'll be, you know, we may get 5% kind of growth as well for the current year.
Okay, so total order inflow now for full year, how much we are expecting, including this 4,400 odd crore that L1 we are?
Total
jo hamara target hai wo to 15,000 crore ka hai.
So total aur 4,000 karib ye already you know L1. So approximately 20,000 crore for the current year we are targeting.
So 20,000 crore total we are targeting for full year, you are saying?
Yeah.
Okay, full year. एंड उसमें जो है नॉन रोड रहेगा वो ब्रॉडली 5000 और 6000 करोड़,
5 to 7000 करोड़ बेटर.
ओके, 5 to 7000 करोड़ नॉन रोड रहेगा. एंड मार्जिन 13% जो पहले हम लोग बोल रहे थे अभी थोड़ा सा कम हो रहा है, तो मार्जिन में भी थोड़ा सा नीचे हो सकता है कि 13% कैन बी अचीवेबल?
13% or even more than if we are, you know, again, if we are back on this track of 20, more than double digit growth, na? So then probably we can again come back to 15% kind of margin, 14-15%, because we are not, you know, utilizing our capacity to its full extent. We are underutilized. So 12-13%, 14%, I mean, that's the case. I mean, in current quarter, we are only down, right? So if we are back on track, will be 13% is maintainable.
Okay, and जो pending AD है वो 7 project का, the value is how much, sir?
Value, just hold on. Is almost 7000 crores.
7000 crore. So अपना ये जो 19300 करोड़ है उसमें से 7000 करोड़ का अभी appointed date pending है.
7000 plus 4000 L1 है, right?
Okay, हाँ, 4400 L1 है, sorry. So मोटा मोटी 11300-11400 करोड़ का अपना अपॉइंटेड डेट पेंडिंग है.
8000 करीब इज ऑलरेडी ऑन गोइंग.
एंड इन सबका अपना बाय Q3 एवरीथिंग विल बी एग्जीक्यूटेबल.
Q3 में यस, Q3 में वी आर एक्सपेक्टिंग कि एक दो अहम छोड़ के वी आर एक्सपेक्टिंग बैलेंस ऑल वुड बी एग्जीक्यूटेबल. मे बी अराउंड 1500 करोड़ को ऐड छोड़ दो आप. But then everything would be what we believe under execution.
Okay, sir. Lastly, other income अपना इस बार बहुत ज़्यादा था, 108 करोड़. तो anything specific in that, and will this 108 करोड़ kind of a quarterly other income run rate can continue? So इसमें Invit का कुछ आया है क्या, dividend या कुछ?
Invit का dividend we have received almost to the tune of 60 करोड़ के आसपास आया होगा, which we expect will be continuing for the every quarter. In this kind of range, right?
Okay.
And so, बस उतना ही difference है. Otherwise, earlier we used to get interest on our investment, but now we'll be getting dividend or interest, whatever, which is, you know, received by it.
Okay, 60 crore every quarter is kind of a predictable dividend income.
50 to 60 crore you can expect.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participant who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
So good afternoon and thanks for the opportunity. My question is on the tender pipeline for NHAI. So how do you see, have you seen any accretion in tender pipeline, especially post election?
No, so pipeline, for last, I would say 8 to 9 months, we have been, you know, the pipeline was visible, but somehow those projects were getting extended, right? Because of whatever situation which was prevailing in the country, right? Now, government is back again into action. You might have heard of that news that that cabinet has given the approval for, you know, 8-9 projects, almost 50,000 crore of. So I think NHAI is again back into action. Maybe another end, then minister is also, you know, you might have heard him saying that he will be awarding 3 lakh crore of projects in next 3 to 9 months or 6 to 9 months like this. So we believe that because government is already in place and there is a budget has also been allocated, believe that that NHAI will be coming into action very fast.
So, but the earlier understanding was that the cabinet has to approve the enhanced project cost of Bharatmala Pariyojana. It looks like the government is looking to give the approval project-wise. Is that understanding correct?
You can say some sort of correction is required. It may not be project-wise, it may be corridor-wise. Like in 8 to 9 projects, they have especially, you know, given the approval for corridors, right? So yes, of course, and Bharatmala Pariyojana probably they may not continue, but yes, what I also understand from various sources is that probably
that the ministry or the government, especially that cabinet committee would be, you know, giving approval to the corridor wise project or something like this.
Understood. My last question is, sir, you have said that you submitted bids for 16 projects amounting to 50,318 crore. Is it possible to break up this between road and non-road sector?
So road is, I think, around 10,000 crores. Balance is basically in power transmission, in railways, and so road is almost 10,000 crores. Just open. I have to basically check on those numbers. Right. This one is so road is around okay total out of 15,000 crore road is almost 14,000 crores and balance is railway one project of railway then no so sorry I think this number is let me come back right on this
sure project. Sure sir. So my last questions I'm excusing. So which are the assets you're looking to transfer to InvIT in the next 9 months?
This is the project which is already operational for last 1 year is Aligarh Kanpur, right? Which we have already, you know, got the approval and we are waiting for NHAI approval, you know, NHAI approval for NHAI is basically in terms of NOC for change of shareholding and all that, which we have already moved in with the NHAI. And in fact, we are having one more project which is operational, just got operational current year only, in the month of April or I would say 31st March or so April. That would be, you know, next project. And we'll be getting four more projects of getting COD in the current year. So may not be in current year, we'll be able to transfer two, but yes, next year we'll be able to transfer three or four projects more.
So two in next year, sir. Two, right, sir?
Yeah.
Two in this year, right, sir?
Yeah.
Understood, sir. Thank you, all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask question may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Anupam Gupta, IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Rahul sir, just one question. So of the existing order book, what quantum is under execution at this point of time? You said seven projects are awaiting AD, but what is the quantum of those projects?
See, execution under execution is almost 8,500 crore, which is under execution, right? Okay. And 7,000 crore for which appointed date is awaited and 4,200 odd crore would be L1 status.
Right. And the appointed dates awaited, when do you expect the 7,000 crore? Let's say if you look at next 2-3 quarters, what proportion do you expect to start in the next 2-3 quarters?
So 5,500 will be expecting by end of Q3. Right.
Okay.
And for next 1,000 to 2,000 will be mostly large. I mean, we are from opinion will be getting by Q4.
Okay. Okay. So basically, then let's say if we take this, then what is the guidance? If I don't know whether I missed it. What is the revenue guidance which you're looking at for this year? Then.
So last quarter also we have given the guidance that we'll be getting our revenue flattish for the current year unless until we get some more EPC projects which can be started at the early date, right? So then probably we can, you know, have the growth of 5%. Otherwise, it's more or less flattish.
Okay. And whatever you are targeting this year, 22,000 crore, ideally could largely contribute ideally next year, right? Given the timelines which are already in.
EPC, we can probably clock some revenue from those projects if those projects are EPC. Otherwise, if we are more sort of BOT projects, then certainly we'll be getting revenue next year.
Okay. And just one last question. So when you are taking these projects in non-road sector, which is railways and transmission and all of these segments, will these segments also give you similar 13% margins, or will it be so inherent margin? I'm not talking about the operating leverage which you get because you grow double digits, but inherent bid margins is what? Similar to roads or lower than roads?
See, we have recently diversified into transmissions, right? So where probably we are, you know, making our presence stronger day by day. So what we believe is for transmission, we'll be having this kind of margin, 12% to 13% or 14% kind of, maybe from next year, as and when we are getting more projects. Railway, we are very much comfortable with 13%-14% kind of EBITDA margin, right? And ropeway, we are also comfortable with 13%-14% of EBITDA margin. And we are diversifying into tunneling as well. So because this, again, this operation we started last year only, right? So over the next 2 years, we'll be getting this kind of margin. We are firm belief that we'll be having this kind of margin in these sectors.
Okay. Okay. Understand. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Nidhi Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead. Ms. Shah, your line is unmuted. You can please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my question. So firstly, on the other income, I'm sorry if I missed it, but what is the reason for the increase of the other income this quarter? We can see all the previous four quarters has been nearly half of the one that we posted this quarter in the standalone.
Yeah. So in other income, more than 50%, or I would say 55%, or I mean 50-60% of that component we are getting from InvIT as a dividend distribution or interest distribution, right?
Okay.
So earlier, we used to get our standard interest, those projects, right, while it was not transferred to InvIT at that point of time. And this time, we are getting some higher interest or dividend, right? So that's the basic reason. And this particular interest or dividend income, which we believe is of the period next whole year, we'll be getting, you know, on quarterly.
Okay. So can we assume that, so right now, it's a little over 100 crores. Can we assume 4.5-500 crores coming from this in the full year?
So I think if we can safely assume that we'll be getting 200 or 225 crore this particular range, right, from InvIT. And balance maybe 100. So 300-350 would be, I think, the good range, basically, to it.
300-350.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So that was on the other income. See, the other question that I had is, as you mentioned, I think just the previous question is that if you have any recent EPC projects that can open soon, then you should see a 5% growth. Do you see anything in your pipeline as of now, something that you're probably targeting? What is the do you see any probability of that happening anytime soon?
That pipeline in getting, I mean, so you're talking about pipeline, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for the ones that we can probably start this year, those projects.
This year depends on how, I mean, if we are getting EPC, we'll be bidding for EPC, right? We'll be bidding for EPC, we'll be bidding for HAM, we'll be bidding for BOT. So if we're able to get more EPC, we'll be, you know, start executing those projects in current year itself. That is how, I mean, industry behaves, right? Then probably we can have growth of 5% at least. And if we are getting more projects on BOT HAM mode, then probably this year would be flattish or plus minus 5%.
So in your understanding, are those projects, those EPC projects on the horizon right now? Is there something, is there any project that you would probably name with any rupee amount that are probably, say, something that you would be targeting this year?
See, total 250,000 crores, when 260,000 pipeline, there is a EPC price, EPC of around 80,000 crore, 85,000 crore of projects which are under EPC mode, right?
Okay.
So we'll be targeting those projects as well. But at what time and when that NHAI will be coming with the bids for those EPC and when we'll be getting that also, I mean, so right now it's very difficult to say.
Mm-hmm.
If we'll be able to start whatever EPC projects get in the current year, right? Which is, you know, where we get L1 status or whatever award is being given to us.
Okay. And my last question absolutely would be on the BOT projects. How are you planning to do the bidding this year? Would you want to do any financial alliances with somebody else, or is it you be independently bidding for these projects?
See, we can independently bid that project, generally the BOT projects which have been so far announced that we can do independently. We can explore other options as well. So right now I think it's very difficult to comment on this, but yes, even if we can explore what will be the best suitable, you know, mechanism or the framework which will be, I mean, depending on that, basically discussion deliberation will be take our call forward. But yes, we can bid on independent basis as well. So there is no challenge.
Right. So so from my understanding, then there's no set strategy. You'll be looking at it project-wise, right?
Sorry? Come again?
My understanding is that you'll be looking at your bidding strategy project-wise, and there is nothing that is fixed as of now, that every project will be done.
Yeah, yeah. Not yet fixed. But that strategy has to be, yet it is yet to be formed, right?
Okay.
It's not yet finalized.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You're audible.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. So just a couple of questions from the guidance. So first of all, you mentioned that you're expecting a flattish top line for this year. Would it be also same for the OPM? So last year, I think we did somewhere around 14% on standalone basis. So are you expecting a similar OPM number for this year?
Sorry, I didn't get your question, right?
I wanted to check with you on the OPM, operating EBITDA margin. Last year, we did somewhere
okay.
around 14%.
Right. So EBITDA margin you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, EBITDA margin, see, because if we are, let's say, we'll be getting, you know, 5-10% growth, certainly we'll be having EBITDA margin more than 14%. Because we are not growing, we're not able to utilize our capacity. So that's the challenge which we are facing here. So we're not able to recover our expenses, fixed sort of expenses. And hence our margin is basically 12.6 or something like that, right? So we are expecting that this margin would be in the range of 12-13%.
Okay, understood. And sorry if I missed the order inflow guidance. So what is the order inflow target for this year based on the bidding pipeline?
So this year we are targeting some 20,000 crore of or 20,000 crore of order book, where we have already been declared L1 for 4,000 odd crore, right? So current financial year, our balance target is around 16,000 crore. Which we are targeting from road sector, railway, metros, and then tunneling, right? And optical fiber. So all these sectors we are targeting, ropeways. As of now, as we already mentioned, that almost there are 12 bids already been submitted, right? And amounting rupees 10,000 crore is already under in a bid evaluation stage. Out of that, road is almost 7,500 crore and railway is around 1,800 crore, metro is around 1,000 crore.
Okay. And coming to the next year revenue guidance, so with this order inflow that you are looking at for this year, like what is the revenue guidance for the coming year?
Coming year will be around, we'll be having more of 10%. I mean, it would be kind of double digit.
Okay, but earlier I think you were expecting a higher growth number, right, for FY26. because
we are expecting 15 to 20%, but depending on and at what time of the projects we are getting more EPC and more, I mean, if we are getting more EPC toward the end of year or if we'll getting EPC in the current year, right, depending on what kind of mix of order book we'll be getting it and when, probably we can grow even more than 15 to 20%. But even if, let's say, we are able to secure 20,000 crore, then also we'll be getting almost 10% or more than 10%. It's a double-digit growth we'll be achieving next year.
Okay, but just to understand from a strategic perspective, like if we compare ourselves with other infra companies, you know, all the companies have been reporting high teens growth, whether it's in the top line or in the bottom line, they have been able to sustain the margins also. Earlier, I think what you mentioned is that you were not able to get orders because they were not at the margins that you were looking at. But the other companies who have secured the orders, they have been able to grow their top line as well as bottom line and able to maintain the margins so far. So just to understand as to what has went wrong in the past and how do you plan to, let's say, you know, streamline things in terms of at least grow at the industry pace. Because in FY26 also, if you're planning only, if you're looking at only 10% odd growth, then there is nothing exciting in terms of growth, right? FY25, we're almost flat. 24 was not so great for us. And 26 also, we are looking at like 10% odd growth. Whereas most of the players are looking at maybe somewhere around 15 to 20% growth, even on a higher base of FY25. So I'm just trying to understand from you what went wrong from a strategic point of view and how do you plan that this kind of you know, lackluster growth doesn't repeat going forward, especially when the industry is doing so well.
Maybe I'm not very confident of who is growing at, but what I believe is that looking at the competition, right, which is available, I mean, which is present in the current market condition, if you're not able to get this kind of margin, probably you will not be, you know, going for this growth. I mean, will not be chasing the growth without. So if I am getting only 5-7% kind of a EBITDA margin, certainly I'll not grow. I mean, because the risk which will be carrying while, you know, getting projects, that will be much, much higher than what with the benefit which will be accruing to us, right? So, and for that reason only we have been, you know, diversifying. We are trying to get out of, and we are trying to, you know, test other sector as well, right? So and when we are moving to other sector, there also we don't want to be, you know, very aggressive on day one. We want to test the water first. We want to do one or two projects in that particular sector, then understand the dynamics of that particular sector, so that we have more understanding, and then probably we can be more confident and in taking more and more projects and. So that's our strategy, basically. That's how we have been, you know, working. Maybe some other. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, no. So out of the 20,000 odd roads of water info that you're looking at, how much is expected from the road and how much is expected from non-roads?
See, non-road we are expecting 5,000 to 7,000. Right. That would be from non-road sector. Balance would be coming from road sector. But yes, of course, so far we have, you know, I mean, we have witnessed that there is a huge competition prevailing in the road sector, and which is not actually leaving a good margin for us. So we may not be, you know, willing to generally, you know, compromise on quality and all that. So it's a, I would say it's a company to company call. I mean, because I'm not privy to other company data, but yes, that's our situation.
Okay. What is that? That's a bit from my end.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alok Deodra from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Just most of the questions are answered. Just wanted to understand FY26, we are giving a target of nearly 10% growth, 10 to 15%.
Yeah, I would say range is broader, 10 to 20%.
I mean, depending on at what time we'll be getting orders and under what format, right?
Right,
so
right.
Grow, absolutely, we can grow by 20%.
Sure.
Yeah.
And sir, this project, this MSRDC project's appointed date, is the growth also contingent on the timely receipt of appointed date of this? Because, so when you give, say, 20%, is it, assuming that this appointed date comes by end of October or something?
Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management has got disconnected. Please stay connected while we reconnect the management. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We now have the line for the management reconnected. Over to you, sir.
I think Alok's question was there.
Yes,
didn't
sir.
Remember.
He's in the question queue. Mr.
Yeah,
Devra,
yeah.
Can you please repeat your question?
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank
please.
You.
Yeah, sir, I was asking about the MSRDC project. So
yeah.
When you say 20% growth, it's assuming that this appointed
date. So we are assuming we'll be getting that, LOA and appointed date declared in the...
okay.
Latest by Q3, right?
Okay. So if there's any delay, then this number could be low. Also.
Yeah. But then again, depending on, because what other projects which is being, in the pipeline will be targeting, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And sir, just wanted to understand this. If you look at YTD, NHAI has not given any quantity of project. It's only some 50 200 kilometer project they've awarded till now, primarily because of election period and stuff. So, how optimistic are you on the NHAI side? Because, a lot of players are not having the order book now. They all will be targeting the projects. So, especially on the EPC side, how confident are you of bagging the projects from NHAI?
EPC, probably we have to wait a little. Right.
Right.
Because if there are more projects who are targeting, and so far they haven't got any, projects in their hand, right? Probably there would be more competition on day one. Probably we'll be waiting for right time to target EPC, but we'll be continuing to are bidding basically for EPC mode as well, right? And what we believe is that the more projects they would be awarding under HAM as well as BOT. So there we are very much comfortable, and even HAM as well. We have to basically in wait and watch mode unless until in next. Once it starts flowing into the market, right, then only we'll get some 8-10 bids would be coming up, then we'll be getting the sense of the market, how and where the competition is moving, right? So, and we believe that in BOT projects, there will not be much competition in the BOT. So, yes, of course, over the period next 3 to 4 months, that all situation will be clear.
Right. So, sir, the probability of the growth on 26 could be more towards the 10-15%, right? Even if you get HAM projects by, say, January or February, then your projects won't start materially contributing in FY26, right? So, your growth, most likely will be in the lower end of the guided number, right?
Generally, what we believe... This is the pipeline where NHAI, 260,000 crore, there are so many projects other than NHAI, from a state, which is coming up, right, for bidding.
Right.
And depending on, the comfort which we'll be having on the state, we'll be participating in those EPC projects as well. So there also we are hopeful that we'll be getting some EPC projects in, like as we got the project from MSRDC, we'll be, targeting other state as well. And if we'll be getting that EPC project in those states, then only I believe that we'll be again back on the growth of 15%+. And at what time they would be hitting the market? Yes, of course. That actually would be, a deciding factor for me for my next year's growth, basically.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So my first question would be on the BOT projects. So if you bid for the projects independently, so what would be your requalification in terms of project size?
I think projects unless until there is a specific qualification required from technical side, will be, you know, eligible even for 6,000, 7,000 crore of BOT projects. So that's not a big issue for us.
Basically, you can independently bid 2 to 3 projects at a time. Probably you can have 2 projects, right?
Yeah. I mean, we can, I mean, see, our target is 20,000 crore, certainly will not go beyond that. I mean,
right.
That will not be having 100% target fulfilled, you know, through BOT only, right?
Sir, so, the income which you said from the InvIT, we can expect around 225 crore this year. But for the next year, you are saying 300 to 350 crore. Is my understanding correct?
Next year, it's very difficult to say for, I mean.
So this 300 crore, 350 crore you said for this year or this was for this
no,
year?
No. So including this InvIT dividend, I'm telling that other income would be in this range.
The full year.
Mina, because current quarter it is 100 plus crore of other income, and it is, if we are, you know, multiplying by 4, then it will be more than 450 crore, right? So what we expect that may not be, what I believe is that we'll be consistently getting certain income from InvIT, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then other income, you know, other than InvIT dividends and all that, that may vary. I mean, that may be sometimes high, sometimes low. So overall, other income would be in this kind of range.
And so this big pipeline is outstanding right now, or if you said in the opening remark of 15,318 crore. Can you give a breakup in terms of the highway EPC projects or railway metro, if it is with you available readily?
See, highway EPC is around 85,000 crore. Highway HAM projects is around 75,000 crore, right?
No, sir, I'm talking about 16 bid which you have submitted of 15,000.
Okay, 16 bid which is already we have submitted, right?
Yes.
So EPC is around 2,000 crore, HAM is around 5,500 crore, and railway and metro is totaling around 2,500 crores.
And anything on TND side?
TND again, there is not much, it's 400 crore, right? Which is already in the pipeline, it's already submitted bid.
Basically, EPC is 2,000 and 5,500, railway metro, both put together 2,500 and 400 crore is the TND.
Yep.
And sir, obviously, you were also giving me an insight on the 2.6 trillion pipeline, in which you said almost 80,000 crore is the EPC part from NHAI. So what could be the other breakup, if at all possible to share?
EPC would be 85,000, HAM would be 75,000, then the project under hydropower, I mean tunneling under hydropower, then optical fiber again 40,000 crore, 35,000 crore optical fiber, will be having tunneling projects of pipeline around 24,000, right? Then power transmission also is 21,000, power transmission, railway is around 11,000. So it's a mix of, yes, and we'll be targeting every
so
sector.
This tunnel work for hydropower, you said?
Tunnel and hydro, I mean, both, I mean, we generally clubbed it, that would be around 60,000 crore.
This tunnel, hydro and optical fiber tunnel, both put there 60,000.
Optical fiber is different, it's laying of optical fiber cable, this time we are targeting, which is again around 35,000 crore of target projects.
So this I will repeat once for the clarification. 85,000 EPC, 70,000 HAM, tunnel hydro projects 60,000, optical fiber projects 35,000, power T&D is 20,000, railways 11,000, balance others.
Yeah.
And anything on ropeway, sir?
Ropeway around 2,500-3,000 crore.
Sir, last question from my side. On the MSRDC project, obviously, we have already won 2 projects. There are more projects which are likely to come. So, do you have any number on which more projects and any other states which you are highlighting? What kind of EPC pipeline is there from these states?
See, right now I may not be able to comment upon this because we'll be targeting again more projects from MSRDC. Then we'll be targeting other state as well because in one or two states where we are not comfortable, and then looking towards analyzing the finances of that state and the funding pattern of that particular state or the projects, right? This is that we'll be taking call on those states.
Are we targeting Amaravati city project or Andhra Pradesh? Any updates on that?
No, not so far.
Okay, so that is on my side. Thank you, Nandu.
Okay, right.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Broker. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. Sir, my first question was with respect to the assets that we intend to transfer. So, we've already taken board approval for earlier Kanpur, and the idea is to kind of progressively transfer more. Would you be able to share your thoughts on, how would the structure be this time? The first asset that we transferred, we took units against the consideration, right? So, would this, for the incremental assets that you transfer, would you be willing to kind of take InvIT units, or you could also seek cash?
No. It would be 100%. Going forward, it would be only cash transaction.
Going forward, cash transactions? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And given the fact that you will get to have cash, how would the valuation work? I understand it would be
at arm's length only. It's more kind of negotiation, it's more kind of involvement of third party as well, because then InvIT and us both would be sitting together to evaluate the O&M piece also over the period of next 14-15 years. They have to take proper, they have to be, conscious in terms of taking call on O&M for next 14-15 years, right? So it would be vetted by some third party consultant, right? So it would be kind of at arm's length dealing.
No, arm's length, I understand. What I want to understand, so let's say there is an asset, hypothetically speaking, and you have two options. One is, they are willing to give you InvIT units, and the second is cash. Theoretically speaking, is it fair to assume that if it is cash, the valuation would be slightly lower than the InvIT units? Because you're getting hard cash now versus money coming to you over a period of time.
No. So units is, it's already listed, right? It's getting traded on daily basis. I can sell it off. Because of certain reasons, because it was pre-IPO, so there is a lock-in of 1 year. Otherwise, I can immediately sell it in the market, right?
Sure.
It was only reason that we are not requiring any cash on our balance sheet, and hence we opted for this route.
Sure.
So I don't think because of cash or unit, there would be any difference in terms of price.
Okay. And second one on this MSRDC, possible to share the status? Since the bids were, in terms of the bids that were given were ahead of the base cost estimate, there was a perception that there will be some negotiation. So would you be able to confirm or, give us some sense why it was taken?
They called for some negotiation. They have taken our comments as well. And that process is going on. So, yes, we are also not used to that kind of processes, right? It's generally the way if we have bidded and we declared L1, generally we get the projects from, we get the award from NHAI, right? But yes, in this particularly MSRD particularly, they are, again coming up for negotiation and all that. So we have been called, we have offered our comments, right?
One last on this MSRDC only, what will be the effective cost for the mobilization advances, and if you decide to seek mobilization, what would be the effective cost?
You are talking about interest?
Yeah, interest. And let's say, PG.
Is SBI MCLR plus something, but I don't remember exactly because generally so far we haven't, MCLR plus maybe 1 or 2%, but generally we have been not drawing this mobilization advance for last so many years. So as of now, I'm not remembering. Right now, I'm not having an NDA, right?
Sure, no problem. So, thank you, and all the very best for future, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, on the capex front, how much we have done in Q1, and for full year, how much we are looking at?
So far, we have done 21 crore something kind of capex for the Q1. And current year, for the whole year, we are not targeting more than 150 crores.
Okay, 150 crore. But the next year, once we will be looking at more 10% to 20% kind of a revenue growth.
Right.
So there, then the
capacity. No, but that can be done from our existing, you know, machineries and whatever machinery we are having right now with us, which is, you know, getting, which is underutilized as on date, right?
Okay, but this 150 crore also have a previously you mentioned about the 100-150 crore was for office building. So
right. So
this 150 crore.
How fast we will be building that office? So that 150 would be 200 or 150 like this. But yes, 100-150 crore would be, you know, going towards our office building, which may spread over the period of next 1 to 2 years.
Okay. Got it. And on this MSRDC, just one thing. So let's say I don't know the whether you will share in terms of the negotiation what the government is looking at. But is there any kind of a benchmarking? Let's say if they are asking for, let's say, 10% or 15% lower, then you may also think of to cancel the projects.
Yeah, it has to be calculated call only.
So right now, in terms of the range, in terms of how the government is looking at, in terms of, obviously, when negotiation is happening, obviously, they are looking at a lower value. So what kind of a number are in terms of the percentage, broader range, what they are looking at? And from your side, how, let's say, if it is 5%, you are comfortable. If it is more than 10% reduction, then will you go for a cancellation, or a 15% reduction, then you go for a cancellation?
No, sir. It would be just like that. I'll be, you know, disclosing my price to you. It's very difficult to, you know, answer this question.
Or let's say in the other way, in terms of the margin, let's say if the margin is lower than 10%, then we will go for a cancellation?
Certainly.
Okay. Great. And sir, lastly, just because the range for the FY26 in terms of the revenue is obviously much higher, depends on the how much value of EPC projects, and also the timing of that is also important. Broadly, whatever the existing order book is there, can you help in terms of break it down in terms of the revenue, because that is already there. So one is where the appointed date is not available, 7,000, which we are looking at by Q3 and Q4 would be there. So out of this 7,000 crore, how much we will be getting the revenue in FY26? And balance, which is already ongoing, 8,500 odd crore, whatever. So out of that, how much are we looking at balance would be available for FY26 in terms of the revenue? So just trying to understand what extra revenue are we looking at from the new orders. So that primarily should be from the EPC revenue, because HAM, even if we get, it would be just the last quarter of FY26 where we will be getting a HAM revenue from the new projects that we are going to win. So that, just trying to understand that.
So yeah, I mean, for 7,000 crore where appointed date is yet awaited, right? We can safely expect around 35% of its order book, you know, its amount converting into revenue for next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and the right now the executable 8,500, that definitely will be over by FY26.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question from Mr. Shravan. I would now like to hand over the conference to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah, thank you, Deepika. Thank you very much. Thank you. I would like to once again thank you all the investors, participants, whosoever has, you know, given their full unwavering support to us in our corporate journey. And we believe that we'll be back again on the same growth path as we did in past. And we'll deliver our best with your support. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of HDFC Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.